page before you. Chat up to the people who are from our church. Which is from where I come. The plan that has been presented to us from a government point of view is the GPC of child migration by nature. But it seems like we're talking about a 9-month lead on time after CTI. So now on the final decision. Where does that put that government IP in that saying we need a minimum of 9 months?
I think you can wait for the other staff note there quick. You will respond to it. David?
Thank you. So whenever you are going to speak, you must be given, you know, what it is. Okay. Looking into your slides, I see up there that something, okay, I think it's not there, leading African partner, very much impressed. But my concern is that if you are a leading African partner, but now we want to introduce the STPs that will only talk to the South African market. Aren't you standing a possibility of losing out or fighting with the other companies that you might be working with across the continent? The second question is it's a question that was posed by a response that was made by the member from that side. He's saying if you go to your faction, you will see a lot of white people and all that. Then there's a need for us to tap into the technical space at the same time of funding and all that. If ALTEC understands the need for transformation in this country, why is it waiting for the city? Why haven't you made it part of your program to make it your brand that out of the 10 employees that you have there, you are grooming 4 or 5 black people or whatever, but that must be addressed in terms of the transformation. The third one, he also spoke into the issue of a lot of number of manufacturers that were gathered, about 200, I think, in Zoom, but something like that. And then he makes a critical point that we need to check who are these people, where are their factories based. But it's as a follow-up to that, right? You are busy doing that, or we are busy doing that. It is important that we also check who is this person that is responsible for the qualifying criteria. Because to say we only check if you qualify to be a manufacturer, whereas we have standards that are too high for our people to be called qualifying manufacturers, we will achieve what we want to achieve. We need to balance the things. If they don't qualify, what is it that we need to do? Or what is that we intend to do as the well-established companies that are already there? I believe that will also help the big business when it talks to growing of the economy. Yeah. What are the possibilities of sustainability in terms of the new assets that can come in? If we have to agree that we see you have capacity out here, we have everything, then please partner with 4SMMD. To deliver the job. What is the possibility of those MMEs, SMEs, turning into other opportunities if the process that you are talking to is only limited to South Africa and then you know it won't be needed for 100 years this year? Thank you.
Thank you. Madam
Dina? As far as that is concerned, the cooperation or the model of incorporating emerging manufacturers into the plan, the rollout plan. How do you foresee transfer of skills? Is that going to be part of the model? secondly, how do you suggest should the problem be overcome that we've identified earlier, that there's a different approach by the Department of Communication to what NNEG actually proposed here. And that is that the next step, we must not make it a complex SDG. We should rather make it a very affordable SDG that emerging manufacturers will tap into. If that is not going to be the final quality decision of the department, how do you think we should overcome that? If it is the more complex, interactive model, is it going to be difficult in South Africa to manufacture that, and will it really add the cost up to what the current proposal is, around 700 grand versus 350 grand?
Thank you. I think it's addition to that, if you can just respond to the question that the matter raised by adaptive vendors about the issue of the set-top box which we are going to. The issue raised by Kenya. I'm sure members, Madam Kiden has said that that's the matter. When we set up systems where the experience in the field and the manufacturing of these costs and so on, in relation to the cost and the setting of cost and so on, so by engine, what's your view around MNET, around that particular method? I think that's one issue. But the other issue is that the minister yesterday presenting indicated that direction they want to take, which of course is the one which not selected other people. They would love to use the world established, but also give an opportunity to the outcome for new entrants in the market as well. What's your take around that, or how committed are you in terms of that particular process of making sure that there are other new entrants and others who are coming into the market? Currently the policy is to point to that particular level.
Chairperson, if I could take these points one by one. So, first of all, in terms of the time scale, it's a fact that's mentioned by people from MNET as well, that the lead times on the components we currently already import into the country ready to manufacture do have a range of lead times, up to 6 months in the case of the more complex systems. These are manufactured typically in China by the largest companies in the world in their field production, but in the central box business there are specialized companies, one is called Broadcom, another one is a French company called ST Micro Electronics. Those two typically dominate the marketplace of set-top boxes around the world. They produce hundreds of millions of units a year of their silicon. It's very complex. Depends on the time curve we're working on, but we typically buy ahead of demand and take a risk ourselves. As you mentioned, the sort of scale of cash that we're talking about, every 100,000 units, 35 million rand components. Now we're used to doing that in our market. We bring in approximately 100 million rand of components every single month into our factory. And we produce between 250 and 300,000 units a month on average of the top boxes. Last month it was 400,000. So we understand the scale and complexity of the business. And therefore backing up what you said earlier, when someone says the spec will be published in December and deployments will start in April, except on a very fast track and small scale basis for a few thousand units, that's not possible. So So if you want to start the point leading unit, that will be sometime as early as September next year. And that will be fairly fast track in terms of the normal time scale for producing, designing, developing, and producing central blocks. So if we can help, we'll certainly be working very fast to get this out. I just authorized, literally in the last few weeks, work to start ahead of the specification so that we can be ready as soon as possible. But we're taking some risk in terms of the specification. We may end up scrapping all of the product if the spec ends up not being what we hope. Which I'm sorry to be that day, but at that point, I think in the case of both of these, you can say that or if in terms of the we can be a mass market launch, but I think the BTV earlier talked about soft launch. And if it's in terms of thousands of units, not hundreds of thousands, then that's possible. But the global market for the key components in central boxes is locked up 6-9 months in advance. So we have to place our orders on the major manufacturers of the components, particularly silicon, at least 6 months in advance. Otherwise, we don't get supply. The capacity around the world, even factories where these things are made, is locked up in the millions of units that they provide. And they only do that ahead of the demand by having orders on their books. These types of factories cost billions of dollars to set up. The big fabrication plants for silicon are very complex and cost a huge amount of money. So they only operate to advanced orders. They don't do things on the spectrum. And that's the business we're in. It's a mass market electronics business. It's dominated by the Chinese manufacturers. And we're here in South Africa. We've invested, as you said earlier, over many years now, hundreds of millions of rand in the local capability. And we continue to invest in that. But it takes an awful lot of expertise, an awful lot of capital. And I'll refer in the responses to the later question to why that will actually benefit the rest of South Africa. In terms of the DTT requirements in South Africa versus the rest of Africa, SADC has already adopted the DTT2 standard. So from an overall set-top box point of view, the final requirements should be very similar. It's not very likely, as far as I understand, that the rest of SADC will want to use set-top box control. So that can be taken out. We've heard it said from them that that's just software. So we can deal with that quite easily. So from our point of view, the economy of scale will be better. We've got that. We will be able to scale up a little bit of time as the rest of that adopts the best process based on the in terms of, I think the question was asked about accelerated development, we have within Altec, as well as within Altec Multimedia and UDC business, we have an accelerated development program for up-and-coming young managers. A number of black and Indian individuals are on that program, and whites. Not specifically managed in that way, but the best of the engineers are on accelerated training, they're sent abroad, they're given exposure to overseas marketplaces, manufacturing, development, and so on, put on further education programs. The Altec Academy goes right up to PhD level, but we have a number of people doing MSc at the moment. A lot of them are sponsored through degrees, if they came out of Tech Farms rather than at the university, they then put through university degrees part-time with it, especially with the trainee engineer. So we have a lot of programs going on. And then at the working level in the factory, which is the production level, the technicians there are constantly training for us. Because the sort of capabilities they arrive at from the technical culture is typically not sufficient for test and production work that they're doing in the factory at the more senior level. So if they want to go beyond the factory line work into more senior technical work, we have to take them through further education. We don't find them coming in at the right school. So did that answer the question? In terms of the manufacturing criteria and Altec support, yes, the devices are very, very complex. If they're mass market devices, but as Sarah said, this is a mass market device as well. I can't imagine how complex that is. But by the way, Apple doesn't make it. Apple never touched it, actually. It's all made in China. And then it says someone about design in Taiwan. Because it's not manufactured in California, I think, sure. This is manufactured in one of the big Chinese factories in the south of China, area of Shenzhen, which is where most of the electronic factories are. And that's who we compete with, day in, day out, in having factories like that. We're competing against the best-in-class Chinese factories in the world. So that expertise we have is available to the rest of the South African marketplace. We can make that available in terms of training, sports, transfer of labor, property, it's all part of what we propose for the UFC. I personally attend meetings with Joe and others when we present it to the minister himself. We have a program in place where we will transfer those capabilities. And as Joe alluded to, there's various points in the value chain where people can come in depending on their level of expertise. So we can manufacture up to a certain point, and others can take over the assembly work, the packaging work, the labeling, the documentation that goes into the box itself, and then the distribution of the product into the marketplace for the retail. So the value chain is very complex, and we have multi-million dollar specialist silicon manufacturing facilities in Berlin, but not everyone's had to support. To set up one of our factories is roughly probably at least 250 million. Start from scratch. And that facility can then produce at the economy of scale level necessary to meet the price points in the market. Otherwise, what you'll find is a sector of boxes that are twice the price of what they should be. And South Africa will then have to pay for that through tax collection. Otherwise, you won't get the benefits of the global market. The device that Curtis meant shows a converter box. Those converter boxes can be found at 100. Found at much higher cost as well. It depends on the functionality in the box, exactly what capabilities we need for this country. But we have gone down the route so far, and assuming, of course, there's a change. But it's a pretty complex device. But it's almost a pseudo computer. It's got the ability to present quite a lot of media as well as enormous set-top box encoders. So the MPEG capability of software, which is a multimedia home environment, presents data and media on the screen, very similar to a web experience, plus various types of formatting and media produced. That's a lot more complex than many other devices in the marketplace for basic and digital to analog conversion. So you can get very cheap devices to do that basic conversion. But so far, and over many years, South Africa has decided to go down the market, a device that can be far more than a normal computer. Digital planning converter, I should say. So we have experience of that and far more. And it's just a matter of policy now as to what level of functionality and what we're using. Perhaps very simple devices can be used in some parts of the marketplace, and for others, the more expensive ones, depending on the capabilities required. But for us as a technology company, we're capable of doing whatever is required, and also transferring those skills to others in the marketplace to enable newcomers to assist those already in the marketplace in going up another level, to help both in supply chain and distribution and servicing in the marketplace in South Africa. So we can transfer an awful lot of skills. We do, within our own factory, have the capability of doing the PTT program 100%, the whole thing. But we don't expect to do that. We expect to share our capabilities with others in the South African marketplace and to help actively train them and support them in empowering their capabilities for the energy transition program. So that's our commitment, and we've made that commitment right to the very top level of government. The CEO of Altec overall has made the same commitment. So this is an overall Altec commitment to the migration program. In terms of the sustainability, it follows on really in terms of SMME. We already use a lot of SMME in terms of our supply chain in South Africa, the various types of products, packaging, it can be small plastic components and so on. We will also use a lot of those SMME directly or indirectly in the distribution of the product into the marketplace, and then servicing, as Darcy said, the support of the product, especially in a new PTT market like South Africa, is going to be very important. There'll be a lot of people who are not familiar with set-top boxes, who are not familiar with digital technology, and there'll be a lot of support for questions coming through, even before there are defective products. And being electronics, there are always a small percentage of products that do become defective. So again, in that whole area of sustainability and partnership for SMME, the transfer of skills is a commitment we've made. And we have a huge breadth of experience working all over Africa in terms of different stages of development of servicing central boxes in different marketplaces. So through various capabilities we have from Sudan to South Africa, we're involved in servicing central boxes. So we're very familiar with that. It was mentioned that maybe central boxes are too complex for local skills and the empowerment process. So again, make a commitment that we will empower people in terms of skills transfer, support, knowledge. We have our own training facilities as well, along with our partners, installation, support training facilities that we get to. We have the ability to provide all of the empowerment, even on very complex projects as we're talking about. And I think that probably wraps up the overall sort of comments and questions. Does that cover everything that was asked?
I just remember going to make Corona. Hello, madam.
The question of people said that I may have missed when I was going through that. I'm interested in the ownership of the company. Is it board, representative, or is it donated by a certain board?
So, 1st of March.
The problem why that question asked, if someone was presenting and was saying 25% sovereign or any sovereign, so the 75% which has not been explained where that is belonging.
So 75% is owned by Altec, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange listed company, and 25% of the share is owned by a Black Empowerment Corporation, headed up by Power Mark, one of the representatives of consulting today.
I will okay.
Welcome.
And make a follow-up. I say follow-up, you raise your hand. No doubt.
Just a general question, which links to this kind of question that I have today. What would have been the ideal situation for this thing to happen? Would it have been prepared for government to hold back on pronouncing on the ideal date by which they want to switch on to the the issue with manufacturers to test their capacity. To start with the CDI who are going to do the certification. And because there are manufacturers, then there is also the issue of regulation. There are too many gray areas. So as I leave this meeting, I'm not too sure.
So in terms of the process of the signature, I think going back some years now, the industry has been working with governments. You see themselves as involved in the trials in 2008. And others were as well. So this has been going on for some years now. We've had active dialogue with various partners and visits to the factory, visits to talk to us about the distribution model, the financial model, the capacity of our capabilities, including the presentation I just summarized about empowering other parts of the marketplace in South Africa. So I think from an engagement point of view, it seems to have been satisfactory. As was alluded to, well, explicitly said earlier on, South Africa is the only country in the world that has imposed set-top box control requirements on COVID. And I've worked myself personally in many, many countries in the world where CTT has been deployed. So this is a very unusual situation, and subsidies are provided in many countries, but set-top box control is not the solution to keeping the set-top box. But we have significantly increased the complexity of this program and reduced the ability to leverage the global economies of scale from the CBDT. It's sold in 120 markets now. The global market is set up.
The only problem, you're not responding to the question. We have been saying a marketing very good information, very good, but the question is, what has been an idea? You see, now we've got eggs. What has been an idea? So that's the answer we want. I understand you are engaging everyone nicely, everything going on, but what has been an idea? Now we take that. What is it? That's the direct answer.
Sorry, Chairman. I was alluding to the idea, which is that the machine has set up box control. And therefore, it would be a much simpler environment.
Set-top box control? So that's the reality. What you are talking about is not the reality. Current, the reality is that we've got a set-top box control in terms of that.
So I was commenting on what would be ideal. That isn't the reality. So we will work with reality. So the reality is we can work with whatever the government would like on this program. It just has added to the complexity and time scale involved.
Thank you. Sir. Well, sometimes the person will even say the same thing to the exclusion of others. It becomes very dangerous. Could I put it correctly? And what I meant was that I was talking about a rare skill. In terms of people who actually think the box. And hence my perception of innovation funds. Over and above that, I think we're doing exceptionally well. In fact, the intake from next year from the outside academy would be 50% there from next year. And we mostly find that people who are coming from the outside academy, they do very well and they progress very quickly. So they are young, they are fresh, they have new ideas and so on and so forth. And they've been very effective today. So what I was talking about was the right skills in terms of how to be effective. And one of the observations that I've already made is that they use the same thing as certain pool of women that are attending certain small companies and I'm told that it's because we don't pay attention to details.
Thank you very much. I wish we had more time to engage on the very interesting issue we have all the way. But from what I am reading from you, you are saying you can manage if you get short time, so you do have a device of coping at particular demand and so on. Thank you, Kathy, for your contribution. Carabo? trying to simplify the set of boxes as much as we can. We know that we keep on talking about the new technology which is out there, and everybody is talking about the set of box. In reality, what the set of box does is just a simple electronic device that will just make you capable of receive analog signals to be able to actually receive digital signals. Okay. And then our approach to digital product is more than a technological revolution, but it is a lifestyle transformation. But we are not going to actually waste much time. We all tired about it. These are the members of the company, and what we need to do are just actually go speak this way. On this migration experience, okay, Java is introducing the only best enterprise. We began this work in 2008 with local partners, and we actually engaged an international company. Some of us mentioned the name just right now. And we had about 3 or 4 technicians actually working across them for about 3 months. Then we actually formed a partnership with the IT. It came and in 2011, this year, we actually launched what we call S-Factor Integrated System. Now, if you have a look at the picture, we're talking about digital migration experience. Nice to talk about all the good things that we need, but as we are all sitting here, we mustn't lie to ourselves. We know that the world, South Africa is designed as a third world. But what we're doing, we're actually imposing the third world standards on our. You can talk about the rules of this world, the next piece of this world. Going back to what government is asking from us, say, guys, come out with a solution. Now, we were at the right solution in 2008 with what has been alluded to or called the 862. Okay, that was called 862, but in reality, that's your EN304, okay, which is the standard for T1. That was the time. If by that time, let's not talk about it now, but if we went with T1 at that time, we would be sitting here in debating about other issues. We would be actually debating about the penetration of the market. Okay? The reason why I'm saying we have the first world experience in South Africa as well, but the problem is things like what they call the dual channel to actually relay that when you want to send a message to the central box maybe from the government institution or whatever and have a return back. Really, that actually adds to the cost of what they call the central box. And the other thing is actually including the penetration of this project into South Africa as well because of we don't have broadband. So we have broadband, but broadband is very, very expensive. I mean, I think some of us here, we actually buy 1 gigabyte, okay, of data, and we actually delete it in a week. Now, we need to be very careful when we set standards, and then we actually benchmark ourselves, you know, even more than the first world country. The investment community is awaiting movement on the digital migration. To analyze. Number one, component is technology facing and retraining underutilized labor. This has created bottleneck in the production process and in actually moving forward with the digital migration process. The other thing as well which is impeding our penetration into the market is the problem that which we see now, you know, everybody I think when they go to bed tonight, something is going to come back to their head and say, you always dream about control. What about this control? What is it? There's misconception as to what is conditional access control and what is control for. Now, going back to conditional control, which seems to be the bone of contention, what we need is just basically that there's really not enough big control. This set of boxes wouldn't be moved as fast. That's the only part in the process, okay? Now, my
this, we need to say, we all know that the sentence has got the software. The sentence has got the software in how to say acquired in 2009. What we're saying is, why then must the other companies that implement the same go to the same software that they use? Okay. And that 50% of the software that they got, yes, it was bought in 2009, but there's what we call an upgrade. They can upgrade the software, and everybody can use the software at the moment. I think that will take away most of the problems if they can go there to, because now to have us and bring around the control, we're going to spend another year in this thing. Okay. Go to my manufacturing capability. We are a small manufacturing company. We manufacture components for the military, we manufacture components, very small, complicated components, more complicated than the set of our system. Okay. And we are awaiting SADC, DOC, DC, there is now under control software. And then in 2007, 2008, towards the end of 2008, there was a draft in the D1 platform. We participated in the platform, and then we tested our D1 box. Everything was 100%. Unfortunately now, we had to go to the extended, more expensive, and unaffordable standard, which is D2. It does come with its own advantage. Don't get me wrong, you get more, you can get more tunnels, you can get more tunnel spaces, and use less energy, which is very much good for the transmission, etc. Or maybe let's start in here for your people. At the moment, what we need to do is just to actually go back now to the drawing board. And it's very much what it can actually go away from saying, yes, we got A62, we refine A62. Look, we don't have to refine A62. Can we consider A62 today? We bury it. You know, we bury it and we concentrate on PDD-C2. It is out there and it's available to the public domain. All what we have to do is to take your own thing and then you buy from it what we need. And another deal of what you need. You might have a small glass container, okay, and a pot. What is it that you can afford? Are you going to go for it? Or you're going to go for the small glass container. So let's go for what you can afford. And then we are all aware that we are looking at double.
Are you sure that I can answer to that question?
We are in we know the world over. We get to the financial challenge. Let's try to narrow and get a simple set of box that will do the job. This is only a temporary measure. Not a fixed solution, it's a temporary measure. So what I'm saying is, let us not spend a lot of money on this thing when we know that this is not a panacea for all. The first of all is an instrument to put us to a level whereby we got penetrated. Once we got penetrated, then we can say, great, we stop all the CDs coming into South Africa, we cannot, we doesn't have the tuna that we need. We're saying project went affected to use the allocation, example distribution approach and timeline. Now, it is difficult from our side now to actually go ahead with a factory within which can produce about 60,000 of this type of boxes, and we go and actually acquire more than 60,000. Now we're sitting there, we're holding on to say, okay, when is everything going to be finalized? Now we're waiting for the control box. We need to get the box to sort it out. Now we have to go back to the box. We need to be very important to go back. This is now what we need to go into this particular box. Now, it definitely takes us another 3 to 4 months back, because now we have to go back to the box. When we do it, in full timeline with the box, we can stop us playing full time. Now, looking at this, it doesn't look very good. You need to, and this is very difficult. You need to have capital, you place an order, they want money in advance. And every time you place an order for components in the West, your opponent might be taken away and you spend 2 months in advance, then you have your project at home. So the timeline is really important in reality. We've been that we put a distribution channel. We're working, we have the subcontract with the two projects, the whole office to say, okay, if this comes to fruition, this is how we want to work. Obviously, I can't tell you how we want to do it, because then I'll be just saying, you know, diverging this necessarily to our community, our country. What we want to design is to design this pattern tree, but what we're saying is, we need at least 2 to 3 months lead time, as I explained, when it comes to importing special software, the components and all of that. For assembling of, for the manufacturing of this model, the vertical assembly and the vertical base assembly. Okay. Now, in order to facilitate this and help our government to move forward, we are planning to meet and locally produce about 120,000 special boxes in a month. What it was now, currently. Okay, and this around a difficult one, we can actually expand distribution through our national retailers, the one of which is negotiated after that already. And for that will be about 63 months this time. Because now, South Africa is like that. You know, you don't have to see whatever way it's going to be, but people out in mountainous areas, you know, how to do it, get to the boxes now. The other thing as well, what we wanted to do was to actually, when it comes to insulation and all of this, yes, guys talking about new areas that might be needed and stuff like that. Similarly, once you've got a good product and sent it, it's done their job, we call it transmitters up to stretch. We don't need to go out there and actually, you know, reinvent the wheel by installing the areas and stuff like that. Yes, technologically in other areas you might need a stronger team. Okay, this is where now we'll say, okay, this area we need to what we actually say now again is that our customer relations and contracts will be designed. Okay. We are actually employing about 42 people at the moment in the company. Whereby now we can actually create more work. There is 100% so that the reason we can get work for contract work from down is by expediting and employing expediting. And what we are looking at the moment, especially most few of my partners have gone to the Congress today to actually negotiate that we want to spread, we don't want to only be tutorial. Because we are in tutorial. So we're looking in FOCO, and we're looking in other areas as well. Because your locality towards the market is more important. Our center center is set up at the moment and we have done that, and then we actually only utilizing it for now for the customers that we make and support for all of them. So we are prepared to move on that, and we have been for about 4 months. And then our readiness as well, month one, month two, component systems to begin with 2 to 3 months, requires every year fixing and capitalizing. Now we face the problem there, because at the moment there's no one in South Africa who can get a central office at a present moment. It's from the government side, no one can get a central office. I know there are one or two companies who's got this particular for the laboratory where they can get this. Government side did nothing. Just they got nothing. There was a senior public technology station, they got nothing. I know I'm maybe I'll get a wish for that, but not any money. When you want it, there's no one you can say. There's only two companies that have got that, and I'm not going to mention it by name, where you can get help. Okay? For that, we are seeing, you know, at least we're looking at about 2 months. Okay? And now, this negotiation finalized, looking at 3 months. There is now, once this starts up, everybody has said, okay, one. What do I do with this boxing contract? They are producers. They are in the warehouse, they are probably in the warehouse. What do I do with them? How do I get them out there? We need a guideline to say, okay, one. You are in this housing, from your position, this boxing must go to this, you know, region or this boxing, but you don't need that. That's the QFC inside. So, everything is dependent on the government part.
Like it or not, even if it's a little bit of a problem, because there are options that are going to come.
The one thing that's happening is looking at these market forces. No more of the planets have all left their forces.
Thank you very much. You see, I've been listening to you. Agreeing with this, and those agreeing with that. Almost everyone who agree on different levels in terms of the students taking. But I assume that it is simply progressive, what you don't seem to be taking time. Or you can make sure you agree with this one or the other one, agree with that one or the other one, agree with the other one, or the other one, agree with the other one. That's good. Someone was saying he never seen there was a meeting 200 plus on the Poitara somewhere, but he doesn't know where the fence is. Where is the fence? So we must talk to them, and they were coming to your fence too. Remember? No doubt. So, Madam Smith, a couple of questions. Thank you for the presentation from the answers that we want to hear in English and Japanese. First of all, what are these first world standards that we are going to do? Do we control the health or the success of the education? And secondly, how come do you have shorter lead time from judging by your kind of innovation relative to smaller manufacturer? How come you have shorter lead time of 15 months? Well, that's good news to us, then it means that even if the patients come out in our Apple sector, what would that make you to jump ahead of the others who are bending for the previous generation? They pointed out that they need at least 9 months to and if you could also say something about the reality that the DVD teaching standard of practice is accepted by our customers. Is there anything could we have to say with the DVD standard? In your view, your emphasis that in the short term
able to be able to do it.
almost all the presenters have helped me and get me to talk of the international ring or network or involvement. But what comes to my mind is, then if we have such companies in our country that are players internationally, how come they don't influence the decisions that are taken by the ITU and the others? What role are they playing to make the point that South Africa does not become a recipient, but it also saves the decisions that are taken in the ITU if they have the interest of the country? They have, of course. Yes, that is what it is.
You can respond. I like the one you said, those people that don't like campaigns and want everything before you give everything. No pay as you go. Prepaid. Then you get what you want. You can respond.
Thank you.
If you want to invite, talk to them on your friends for supper and arrange the visit. And ask if someone said that they don't know where the plants are. Here is one. Talk, maybe you can take a talk and a visit. But the fact of the matter, you might be right, I don't know. We don't have. Only the food we talk about, we seem to be there. In government arena, we don't have. We can just upgrade what we have. To be there, but we don't have. That's the short, long part of it. Thank you very much for your presentation and stimulation. In terms of, because you see, what I like is that you are capturing for almost everyone. I agree with this one here and then he leaves. No permanent friend, that's for specific. Then go to the other one. But it was a well said, well done. Thank you. I hope as a committee when we go to Houston or so, oversight, we might want to see the plan. We might be the new donor. Thank you very much. And Abel?
Before he gives the question, can you speak to the mic? I was saying to Ralph, who is this Carabo? And who is this ex-Bagman? Please put some information on the website next to that to help everybody that won't go to your plan. Thank you.
Okay, you can say your last word there before we visit your plan.
Okay, thanks Mr. Chairman and honorable members. What I'd like to say to you is you are one more than welcome. You can come to the plan. And my friends, our late, the honorable lady, they start when she can tell us if you want to actually go to the CPS, what is the first thing you would be talking
about? I will leave that to him, not in the meeting. But thank you very much again. It's also encouraging to see some of you coming to the session within the sector, which means that maybe things are happening, but we are not ours. Thank you very much. We must wait for supper before the supper place. At the old assembly, dining hall, not the tent. Just I'm told must follow me follow them so that they don't get lost. I'm sure they are saying they are waiting for us to be a fast process. I think it can be better. And for about 30 minutes is fine, but we are starting for a bit of a we say how many? 30. Let's try the 30 if we can. But I'm told they are ready for us to be quick to get their food. Everyone is invited, I'm sure. You can leave your things here if you want to. They will be safe. But as they always say, you do it at your own risk. But they will be safe.
Thank you. I thought, no.